January 30th, 2016, Alyssa said, the creator body, can we place that in Bob's bodied dumb? And you said, yeah, we killed most of those bodies. Those bodies are now known as the Walking Dead. Alyssa says, so the creator body, does it have a number related to it? What's the number related to it? And you said 1112. So this brings up, is that creator body now the tech body? Because that was 3.5 years ago.
It was the becoming of it. But see, at that point, there was this seamless edge between what used to be the chip body that represented what was left of the android meme that was in the mystery landscape. Remember, there was this whole world that was this mystery realm where all this wild and crazy to have occurred. Well, now it's landed. Mm-hmm. It's now no longer lost. So it's And so this is that. This is the sequencing that now you turn around and look over your shoulder and go, is that where we are? I didn't realize we were here. Now you can look over your shoulder and see where you've been.
Exactly.
And had in a past blue perfect tone, and had you known you were already there, you most certainly could have ascended. It's like steroids. They trick you into thinking you're better, so that you can do things that you normally wouldn't do because of a pain threshold fear base. So it allows you to get past it. Then your body can go, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this. And then it's the 4-minute mile conundrum again. But now, that's not to say that sometimes it's not a white knuckle slide, because you still are balancing. It's always on a tightrope. And we don't want to make it be like that, because then it's all this neurosis of, oh, I'm going to fall off the tightrope, and it's better to stay a little man and hurt than to be a god and not have to deal with it anymore. You see, you can argue for those limitations so very easily, and many do. But that's not the story.
Yeah. So that's another kind of turning point in our ascension and descension, where we went into the tech body, we went into the black mirror. Most people now have no hope of ascending, but
was our point. That was our point too, that they get to a certain level and they don't care, they're rocked to sleep. They're rocked to sleep. And once they're rocked to sleep, well, why do I have to do anything? I'll just lay here and they'll drop some food in my mouth sooner or later.
Okay, and the last of it here is where Alyssa asked about the number of the body. I think she's wondering about a 5 or 6 body. And you said 1112. Now, does that 1112 relate to getting into the formulation of you control 8/11 of the tech body?
We would say yes. And then once you have and you would be the 12th, the 11 parts of the 12th. See, that's the rest of it. Like the 14 rings of the cell, the perfect cell. Then you have the balance and the balance. Once you seal the cell, is that the 15th ring?
It becomes
we don't want to use the wrong word. We want to use it becomes the equal position of cellular strata that most closely represents an example of a perfect cell.
Because
that's all you're waiting on. Then your amino acids are going to flow. Then everything's going to bust wide open. And pretty quickly, that's why we've been a bit maniacal of this rush, rush, rush. There's no rush. Y'all have eternity. You do whatever you want to do anyway you want to. But don't you worry, darling. We're kicking it old school. Things are going faster and faster. It's 32 feet per second if you only had time. Because, see, there's a lining up. Do you remember Alpha Centauri? Alpha Centauri, and in the old well, God, this may go back to Shockley, isn't it? Surprisingly, how ridiculous that Shockley would get credit for anything, of coming into the Aquarius realm of that position.
Mm-hmm.
You're now entering into the place where the field is very ripe and easy to take. It's like planting your root vegetables by the dark of the moon. In
mm-hmm.
moon phases, it's that
mm-hmm.
why you do that, because it lines things up into a in a consecutive mark. Okay, now the other side is there's a bigger picture, a larger constraint. We can lay up here and be all pious and say do this and be all learned and all that stuff, but you're not drawing anybody to that. It's the avant-garde. It's always the thing that'll kill me and back it off just a little bit conversation that you have, you know,
mm-hmm.
time and time and time again. Not quite shock jockeyed, but most certainly laying it to the point where do it or don't do it, it doesn't make any difference. You do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do it. Don't want to do it? Okay. We wouldn't either. It's understood. Go right ahead. No problem. You got this. And then what happens is it changes the construct because now it doesn't make any difference. There's no issue. You're not less than if you don't ascend, but you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's mm-hmm. different. Before it was always petting them and hold on and sweet by and by and Jesus is coming soon and Vestal will pat you on the bum if you need it patting and hold it all together. Now it's like, come on now, we on the boat. Y'all want to come on, come on. Noah
right,
didn't give
so.
A shit about anybody that wasn't on that ark. If you weren't on that ark, mm-hmm. Noah could give a shit about you.
So it's plan A or B and nothing in between. That gray area is gone.
And it, well, let's say it's fleeting. Let's say it's fleeting. But now, here's what's happened. At some point now, you understand when you're dealing with the tech body the way you're dealing with it, and your line of questioning is great. Now, Bob would do this completely different, and watch Bob ask the same questions and watch him get different answers. He does it every single time without fail or exception.
Mm-hmm.
He picks it apart. But from your level, you understand and gather and grasp from a line upon line construct. See,
mm-hmm.
like from a medical campaign, well, you're out of balance here, and you're out of balance here, and you're out of balance here. Let's get those in balance, and then your body will respond this way, okay? If you put Cipro in your body at a certain level, it's going to respond that way. You know that. Now,
mm-hmm.
if it helps you for a minute, great, but the end of that is no good, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've already protracted into a position to say, okay, guys, let's just don't do that. Then it won't end badly, okay? Then all that is a position. Now, you can do what you want to. If they go get a suitcase full of it, what do you care? Nothing's going to affect you. You're fine. But you have to say this is why that activity will end in tears. Okay,
mm-hmm.
the same thing here is going into the level where it's already been prescribed. Don't worry, Carolyn. You won't have to worry about this because very soon tap water will give you cancer.
Yeah, you said that.
Now, wait a minute. How does water give
mm-hmm.
you cancer? So it's every aspect is going to turn on the world.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. Now, that's the vile judgments that brings back to the point that the lampstands are the only way you're able to find your way quickly. And now it's going on pretty fast. It's going on pretty fast. And you watch the decline, whereas that you can take this little nothing thing and somebody who's a nothing can be everything instantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all we're doing,
okay,
all we're doing
here's...
in bootlegging the kingdom. Hold on 1 second. In order to bootleg the kingdom, what's happening here is you're just adopting the parts that you can reciprocate or reciprocatively reproduce. Can you do it every single
mm-hmm.
time without fail or exceptions? Yes or no? And if that's true, then proceed like regular code, the old timey code. If yes, then go.
Okay.
Carolyn, I have to ask this.
Bob.
Again, we may have asked this many times. Why has this changed? What has
changed
that makes Ion
you
say
changed.
This?
You changed, Bob. You changed.
How did I change?
You finally solved the difference between Paul Shockley and Dave Worster. You divided those. You divided the camp. You divided the entire zeitgeist. You've identified them no longer as bodies, but as this larger thing that's being consumed. The message is no longer made of the medium.
Right, and this, me dividing them, that happened 40 years ago, you mean.
Well, it's, and you're looking back at the desert that you've already gone through and go, wow, Carolyn, we did this way, but we could have done this in 3 days. But we went the 40, honey, we went the 40-year route, but I guess we got here, so it doesn't matter as long as we get here.
Okay, so this change happened. What words did Ion say at the beginning, back in 2009, that indicated this situation was coming, but we didn't understand what your words, probably a phrase you repeated. What was that? That have been?
The condition of the condition of choice, and that somehow you, JW, and Carolyn had this thing that was a together part, and every single one of you individually wish all of you weren't involved in it ever. But now it's at a point where nobody can function either way without you. You see, it'd be so much simpler. Just do what you want to do and leave everybody else out. But that brings back to the bonds. That bond is what's allowing this next step to flow.
Yeah, you just said the word everybody. Yeah. What'd you say? Didn't necessarily agree?
Right. The three, JW, Carolyn, and Bob, won't necessarily always head-to-head agree, but you still have to be, it's all-inclusive of you three, regardless of how you like it or want to do it.
Yeah, and you said everybody would rather do their own thing. You meant among us three, not millions of people. Okay.
That's right.
So,
but millions of people would follow. Millions of people would be divided that way. Oh, I'm with Carolyn. Oh, no, I'm with Bob. Oh, no, I'm with J.W. That's the reason they did the churches. That's why they did the apostles. It's like, oh, no, I'm with Paul. I'm with Peter. I'm with Silas. I'm with this. I can't have anything to do with that. You're too avant-garde. Yeah, y'all sleep with dead people. We can't have you. Oh, no. You eat pigs. You can't be in here. No pig eating around here. So those segregations are divisive. And you're going to always have that issue. But what you all do, you three, is you cross-check each other. Meaning, if Carolyn goes off the rails, Bob, Carolyn's off the rails, and then, or vice versa, you get off the chains, and then you snap back and you look and go, oh, wait, okay, all I got to do is step over here just a little bit. You don't change anything. You feel the way you feel. That's not the point. The point is how you use the knowings of each other independently to provide a counterpart to the world as we know it. You have to be an example of how the strategy of ascension applies. You have to be that thing. You don't want to be. None of you do.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, you didn't come up with the phrase. So one of the phrases at the beginning of 2009, 2010 was, when the wave meets the wall. Was that
here
talking
at the wall.
About this?
Yeah, it was. It was. And here at the wall, the Trinity and Wall, Battery Park, the Battery Park.
Yes,
here we said it over
Trinity,
and over and over and over.
Yeah, and Trinity represents the three of us.
That's correct.
We thought it meant the church there down on Wall Street. But
Trinity. No. That's correct. And the wall is the very thing. Now, see, that's what even Trump got on about, this wall. And we've been talking about the wall. Now, even that's become a wall. That wall doesn't matter. That doesn't make any difference if they allow the Spaniards in here or not. They're not walking across the border. They're flying in, for Pete's sake.
they're taking
a cruise ship to Nova Scotia and walking across the border. Nobody cares up there. They push the wheelbarrow. You're welcome. Come on in here. If you'll push the wheelbarrow, come on in. So that's become a nigh-nothing kind of a thing. But you see,
hold it. But you're saying that he is a robot who's psychically got into this concept of the wall, and he's just channeling what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're the ground for his obsession over something that's silly.
Yeah, because every single time so far, when he's adopted these things, no bad can may befall him. He becomes charmed. He becomes charmed. They pick up something, and he has marbles. Don't worry, there are marbles at hand. Where you pick up marbles, and you want to play marbles, and you try to win all the marbles, and the next thing you know, you just pick up and start throwing the marbles. Now, every time they find him with a marble, they say, he's got a marble. He's got a marble. He stole the marble. It's collusion. He's breaking the law. He put him in jail. Cut his dick off. Cut his head off. Kill him. Kill him. He's got all the marbles. He's full of marbles. He's lost his marbles. That man's lost his marbles. He's got his. And then when they do that, he turns around and he says, oh, yeah? And he reaches in his pocket and he brings them big old buck eyes out. And he starts knocking them off one by one by one by one. And all he's saying, and wait, it won't be many days. He'll be on the TV and he'll get started another rant. He'll say, let me tell you, kind sirs and gentlemen and ladies, say something. Say something.
Did you say knocking off people, they die?
Yeah.
That was just by
watch.
And then he said, and then people notice it, and then he says, say something. You want to get knocked off?
Okay,
are you saying that as long as he mentions the wall, he's really channeling us? This is what you mean by he's Bob in the White House. If he does whatever we're saying, and even though he has a different meaning for it, but if he says the words, he's protected. That's what you're saying here.
That's right. And the reason he's doing it is because every single time, without fail or exception, it works. He has no clue. The man lays in the White House eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's hamburgers all day long. He doesn't go in. It's his most ridiculous. And lays up with ketchup dripping on his belly, watching CNN to see what he's going to do to them next. We don't know how he's even running the presidency. All he does is lay up, eat damn fast food and watch TV to see who's going to do what next. That's why they don't last long in the White House. They walk around and, well, what do we need to be doing? CNN's on. Don't disturb the president. You can't go in. He's watching. It's time for Don Lemon. It's time for Don Lemon. Let Don Lemon come on in here. And he really likes. He likes Gloria Vanderbilt's boy. Ooh, he thinks he's just hot. He's hot looking. Yeah. He's hot looking. That's the word. Cooper Anderson.
Yeah.
Or Anderson Cooper or whatever he is. But that becomes fun because you watch how Rachel Maddow gets up there and just goes absolutely butt fucking crazy over the silliest things. And we got him now. We got him now. And Mika and Crazy Joe, they've all made this a thing. And Trump's just playing with them like a bug. He's just playing with them like a bug because he recognizes what you presented. Bob, this is the same damn shit you said at CKLN a long time ago.
That's
you're
right.
Waiting to name the Secret Council of Ten. Wait, that's what it's been all about. We go, oh, yeah, okay, here's the Secret Council. List them. Who is the Secret Council of Ten? Bring them forward.
I demand now, people to know who the four people are.
And now, in the light, salt, Carolyn brought the salt. In the light, you can now look over your shoulder and you can see what's coming. Did you hear
right.
that? Now you now can look over your shoulder and see what's coming.
I'll leave Carolyn to that activity. She's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
You can look back and see what's coming. So you're
can
describing,
I continue?
Yes, in a second. I'm trying to pin down the change. So
no change. It's evolved. It's no change. It's evolved to this. You have now ushered yourself to this. You've now come to the place where you can go, you realize there was a bit of rigidity for over the last 40 years. No, we're not having none of this. Oh, no, we're not having none of this. Oh, no. Now, all of a sudden, that sort of shifting and change. Now, everything's open. Nothing is taboo, per se. Well, and you say, all that's happened is you're just going vulgar, and there's no way to have a conversation to say that this is happening or occurring or being. And now, all of a sudden, you realize that if you juxtapose that position, all of a sudden, well, it doesn't make any difference. If we're ascending, it's ascended. It's done. It is. And it's
Right. So the other day, yesterday, Scott and I and OJ were arguing over what is communication with the dolphins and the whales. And Scott had some obscure academic definition that.
That Baudrillard, Baudrillard
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. He's saying, well, he's quoting an author, said, we humans do language. Animals don't do language. They can do signaling, and they are maybe in a limited range, but we won't be able to communicate with them on the language level. And OJ objected to that. So I'm asking you, Ion, will we be able to talk to whales and or dolphins, or are we talking to them already in a different
You
way?
Already are. You already are. The same way you can have a beast and you can hold up the blanket on the bed and you can say, come, come get under the covers. And they come and jump under the covers and cover up completely, nuzzle up next to you, because that's what you're communicating to the beast. They pick it up instinctively. They know sometimes more than you. They pick up on your non-physicalness, because they are, the beast are non-physical. So they know when you're sick. They'll come pet you, make sure you're okay, hang close with you.
But,
they'll do
right,
that.
Do, are trees and vegetables non-physical, or is it just beasts or non-physical?
Well, no. There's aspects to it. We don't want to get too far lost in that, because that's a whole other set. That's what you were going to the Baudrillard stuff. You can get like Thoreau and see only through the woods. But when you go there, you don't ever want humans anymore. Do you see? The mescaline, the mushrooms, those different things that call out to you, that you, for you to engage the peyote side of things, that's something bringing you to it, okay? And so it's a different level. But yes, the trees sing. Yes, the planets whistle. Yes, they communicate. Yes, they tell you when it's coming. They'll give you a little hint that fall is on the way. They'll give you a little hint that snow's fixing to come. They talk to you. They communicate. So it's an open-ended vessel that is contrived from your noting or ability to accept the constructs that you're being presented. If you're not able to do that, you'll never feel the wind on your face.
Okay, so the language point that Scott was making.
There is no language. People aren't communicating with language even with each other. They're using, that's all they use with you is language, and all we do is find out how they're ridiculous and inappropriate in every way.
Right. So he was re-quoting Sebeok, S-E-B-E-O-K, some academic who, because he said, no, animals don't communicate like humans, he stopped all the research projects that people were getting enthusiastic about and trying to get grants to study animal communication. He stopped it. But he took some academic extreme point of view and missed the obvious, which is your dog knows you're communicating because it gets in the bed with you and comforts you.
That's exactly
that,
exactly right.
Language.
And you can call the dog and it comes. Every dog doesn't come. If any dog came, then you're just communicating and they would respond to the noise. No, you can call your dog or one dog over another dog and they'll come to you. You see, or it's time for your food, or do you want a treat? They get excited. Or Carolyn's coming over, and they start jumping up and down, and you're getting so happy and slobbering all over the place because they're so glad to see Carolyn. They just want to get Carolyn close by so they can just have Carolyn. They know who Carolyn is to know she's coming. So they've got something communicating. If they can respond with bliss that she's going to be in their environment, it's great. And those words do that.
Yeah, now, LaRouche makes this point. Maybe the Western literate Christian tradition makes this point. There is a difference between man and the beast. And this is what Sebeok is trying to talk about. Define what this difference is in the world of communication or language or something. You've cleared up there is no difference, but
beast,
what is different
beast
about
run,
humans?
Beast run straight on impulse power. Just impulse. I'm hungry. I want to fuck. You're in heat. I want to fuck you. You're not in heat. Okay, I don't want to fuck you. That's the point. Then it's a drawing thing. It's like a pheromone thing. It's an instinctive. I want water. I want food. I want comfort.
But they don't. Okay, so they don't have. They have memory like we do, but they don't have freedom of choice.
They do choose. They do have. They do choose. They choose what to. They can kill a squirrel or they can kill a deer, and eat. So, yeah, they do have choice, but it's kind of based on what's come along. They're just sort of rolling down the mountain. Whatever comes along, they're going with, like the Indians. The Indians tried to mimic that. They were almost nomadic in their processes. We go to hunt, then we eat, then we rest, then we go, then we hunt, then we eat, then we, you know, it's a circle, cycle,
okay,
circular
so they had
cycle. Okay,
yeah,
now humans do it different. Humans do it completely different. They have to gauge how much deer am I going to eat. Will this deer, is it safe? Is it safe? Is it clean? Is it prepared correctly? Does it taste good? Is it what I prefer to taste? Is it all these different aspects that comes along that, you know, talk yourself into these problems? That's why, here's the perfect example. People have disease, lack of ease. Okay, and dogs, beasts, come and live with people, okay? Cats come and live with people. Now, cats get all the same diseases. They get urinary tract infections. They get glaucoma. They get morbidly obese. They get cancer. They get all these crazy gallstones. They get sugar diabetes.
Yeah, fine.
And dogs get that same thing, too. That they copy it from the human because they're in
so
the autonomic response. The point is that humans fund the disease. Beasts don't, but when you bring them into your environment, they'll mimic you, and they end up with the cancers too. Okay? That's the difference. Beasts
don't get that naturally. Okay, so the difference is they take us on, they mimic us, and then Scott likes to talk about this philosopher named René Girard, who says, you know, learning is based on mimesis. Humans don't do mimesis as much as animals do. Is that your point?
Maybe, but we wouldn't go too deep with it because sure as you get us to agree, we're going to disagree about as fast. The premise is all wrong. It's backward. It's the other way around, where they're trying to say that the beast is this and the human is that. It's not the case. They both can become. Dogs can become very smart. Maybe they are smarter than some humans. But now you're doing a differential. You're not asking about the differential. You're like, how does a dog, a homing pigeon, fly from here to there and get it right every single time when you can't find your way to the outhouse if you're trying to go use the latrine? See, the same thing. So there, the homing pigeon's smarter and has a better sense of direction than you do. That's not what you're saying. So that's the reason we're not making it a point like that. We're just saying the point is that the humans have this persona that they have to gauge and decipher. And beasts can't gauge and decipher until they're put into the environment of the human, which is different than what your goober person is saying. But you can take a herd of deer and tame them where they'll come and sit with you. Deer, wild deer, will come lick salt out of your hand. Okay, because you got the salt and they want the salt. And they know this.
Okay, so the difference is that humans have the labyrinth of the mind, and that creates ideas of time and what I will do there. And
there is regret. Animals don't have regret. They'll tear your throat out with no regret. Some humans have regret.
Right. So humans got this capacity through a kind of evolution, or there was no beginning and there always was this regret potential consciousness.
No. They didn't have an evolution, they had an institution. They made an evolution an institution. That's what's wrong.
Right. Okay. So
the Dark Ages weren't as dark as they presented. They made it okay in the Dark Ages.
Yeah, and then they say the Enlightenment period was better than it actually was.
We didn't mind what we call the Renaissance. The Renaissance, we didn't mind the Renaissance only because that opened up some new constructs that were embraced that made the world more interesting, if it were. You see, if that's the case, if that's the word, been good, that's fine, but it's not much worth past that, because after a little while you start making Pollux and who wants much of that?
What's Pollux?
Painting, a painter.
Jackson Pollock. Okay, yeah. So you say the Renaissance created, the printing press created the Dark Age. That was an effect. and we got the benefits you just described, but overall it cut people off from their non-physical skills, their potential.
Abilities.
Yeah.
Abilities. So
that's
see now, which is, yeah, that's right. Now, see, you got the first part. Wild dogs do wild things, and they do their own thing autonomically, okay? You bring them into the house, you start doing it, and the next thing you know, they get fat like you, and they eat bad, and they whimper and cry and fuss and get high blood pressure and have to take Xanax and the different psychotropic drugs to stand their life because it's so terrible, the water bowl they have to drink out of and the vile pate they have to consume. It's just ridiculous. And why they can't have good foie gras, they have to have stale foie gras. It's amazing. Then what happens, and once they started doing that, then they catch the leukemias and they catch all the diseases, you see. They catch them. That's because of the example that the human makes. They'll morph. Their non-physical will morph, just like your non-physical morphs. And that's what we're doing with Carolyn, too. Yeah, and that's why we're doing with Carolyn, doing a tiny little adjustment so she doesn't get bit by the poison she's trying to save. We don't want Carolyn bit by the poison that she saves.
And do I have the same issue?
No, you're the dog that just roams along. You'll lick anything, you'll do anything, you'll say anything, you'll have anything. You don't have any regard. I don't know, I've never had that before. Let's taste it, eat it.
Okay, just
Bob, you're eating people. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah, just hold a second.
Okay. May have to get it. Dr. Bombay, come right away.
Okay, so that was just a hacker. Somebody saying my Google wasn't working.
You got a Googler. They think you have a Googler. They think you have a Googler, Bob. They decided that you exposed your Googler again. We try to tell you not to put your Googler out there for everybody. You put it out there on that Facebook. You put that damn Googler on the Facebook and then mad because they call and checking your Googler. Yeah, get on that Pornhub a little more. That's what you need to do. They'll make a new station. Make a new channel. Be a new porn star, Bob. You got them on the run now. Boy, you got it going.
Okay.
Then they got your damn telephone number. Good, yeah. Love them up a little more. You're doing a good job there, Bob. Tear it up.
Okay, so the animal non-physical becomes you. I'm trying to define the difference, and you're saying humans consider, they wonder, they put more thought into the process. So the difference is that humans use more thought than animals do. Is that the simple way to say it?
See, it is, but see, what we gave, no, just don't do it that way. That's ridiculous. Non-physical is a thing. Humans have non-physical. Beasts are all non-physical. When you take a beast, which is non-physical, and you put it with a human, which is non-physical, the physical of the human starts to attack the non-physical of the beast.
All right. And, that's what I wanted to say. So what should a pet owner do? Put the dog out into the wilderness and let them run around and get normal again?
No. No. And there's nothing wrong with it if that's what they want to do. Love whatever you can love. If it'll love you back, keep it. Not about that.
No,
take
the dog gets
no
sick.
Problem.
How can you prevent a dog from getting sick? You get better yourself. So you get better,
yeah.
And the dog will get better.
That's okay. Right. That's right. You put your magnesium in the dog's water. Your Remag. Got to.
So that's a good, humans get things backwards. They have a pet. They love the pet. The pet gets sick, and they say, and they start worrying and trying to figure out how to fix the pet, and they don't know, the pet, you're sick. You need to fix yourself, and then the pet will get better.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a
distraction. Right. Because the pet wants to die before you do, because they don't want to leave you left there and have to clean up the mess.
Right.
The pet wants to go out to the top of its game. It knows that.
So is this a useful word? Pets are distractions from your own non-ascension?
Well, no. They are the penultimate yielding to non-physical. Pets easily acquiesce completely in non-physical, could respond to it because that's all they are. Come.
And humans should learn to do that.
If they do, they wouldn't have a hell of a lot less trouble.
Yeah, and they have the choice not to, but they could. So then
God knows you'd lick yourself if you could, Bob.
I'd lick myself, right. So the, let's see, I relax and allow. You suggest that? No problem. But the, I'm a dog. But the, so I was just saying the difference. Now, is there something about the concept of time that the labyrinth of mind creates, or it's only in literate societies that make this time illusion?
Only literate.
Okay.
Only literate society. They didn't have it before. Methuselah didn't know how many years he was alive. He didn't care. He was too busy living.
Right. Right. So then you say the American Indians, using the old word, imitated animals in their instinctualness. But
tribal.
They should
tribal
have,
code.
But they, right. But yeah, it's a tribal cult. And then the Westerner comes along with this literate individualism and just throws the Indians for a loop. They can't handle that. So they're subsumed. Was there something that the Indians should have not focused so much in imitating the animals and done something else, developed their labyrinth of their mind, or what?
Maybe, or not bought into the Western civilization that cared how they're supposed to wear their hair. So remember, the Indians' response to that is they started scalping people. They would scalp them because of the way they combed their hair. It was the way that's the point.
They objected to the way the Westerners combed their hair.
Yes.
Yeah. But the Indians, they didn't know how to become detached from the new literate invaders because it was a new environment, almost new nature, and that's what I mean. They were thrown. They didn't know how to protect themselves. They should have been more detached about it, but they got involved with it because it was, as McClune would say, it altered their ratios, their sensory ratios, and threw them for a loop. They got a little discombobulated and got off balance.
And they're still discombobulated, even now.
And humans now are very discombobulated by the takeover of technologies.
They are.
All right. So there may be more. Okay, so that leads to this question. What happened with Astro? Why did Astro start growling to at JW? Was it because JW had the tech body coming into him?
Yeah, and it was so foreign, and it was what non-physical was, and he had to acquiesce to it. And he's fine now. He's perfectly fine now. It was just.
Did he still take the Prozac?
He does. He does.
Yeah, but that's not good that he requires that.
Well, he may be tapered off, but it's working right now. They're not changing anything.
Right. I mean, they could take off the Prozac and see what happens. He might get angry again or nervous.
Potentially. Yeah. So the aggravation was about the interference of that he had the rule, and then something more had a larger rule over him, which was challenging. It was challenging to him.
Right. So when you were telling us about Astro last spring and him responding, we hadn't an understanding of the tech body situation yet for another few months. Now we understand that. Now we know there was a new aspect around JW that bothered Astro.
That's the sign that the tech body came in. And that's the morphing process, and that's the condition that makes this so extreme. And that's why it's kind of fun, Bob, and that's why you're getting more ass passes than you used to. Now you can sort of do whatever because it's fun. Now you sort of opened it up because it's fun. Now there's no regard, you see.
And what does the tech body influence that? The tech body influence
is.
That?
It's validating it. They're starting to make you sound smart, Bob.
And the tech body is doing that.
It is. The tech body is validating you time and time and time again. Just like Donald Trump will say something crazy, and then the tech body will prove it true. He'll say something crazy. Those damn, it wasn't the Russians, it was this one. And then it proves that true. It's crazy.
Okay, so did Astro start hanging around me before Carolyn got there? He was putting his head on my lap. Because I was accepting the tech body more than it could?
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, it was. But you saved him. The Prozac didn't save the dog. You did. Because you made it okay.
I said, there is a way to survive this. Yeah, there's a way to survive this.
And there is. And Astro's like, tell me quick, because I got to get there. I'm not fixing. He was almost gone now, because JW has no patience for this.
Yeah,
I know. You're not going to be in his house and get bit. He'd take you out. They ain't gonna never look back either. No question. But that's not the point. The point then becomes back to that. Okay, so your point is the distance between you and you. See, humans aren't on the same level field, and beasts aren't on the same level playing field. We could be having the same conversation with a jackass, And some humans are jackasses, and real mules are jackasses. You see? You can have a good jackass, or you can have a lazy jackass. Or you can have a smart ass or a dumb ass. You see? From the same thing, that there's no hard-running scale of the degrees and levels of ascension and or non-physical and or physical. You see, humans can
I missed the point here. Are you saying that the dog, the non-physical, can be a jackass, or it can't be? What was your point a minute ago?
We're trying to tell you the difference between the humans and the beast. But some humans are worse off, less than the beasts are, and some beasts are more humans than some of the humans are. See, there are dogs that can smell cancer. And they can smell you and tell you that you got cancer so you can get ahead of it so you don't have, they can cut off whatever it is that's wrong.
Right. Okay.
See, that's physical. That's a doctor. That's what a doctor does. Okay.
Yeah. And so,
too many words. Too many words.
No, you're saying too many words. Let me just say this. So people who are dog trainers, they get to notice this about dogs, right? They really like dogs because they see the abilities dogs have.
Correct. But now that's the same thing when you fawn over another kind of animal. Let's say you have a pet giraffe. Who has a pet giraffe? It's kind of hard to work with, but let's say you had a pet giraffe. The same thing is true. As you engage with that, it'll respond in kind to your physicalness. And what we're trying to say is that some of these people are so out of it that their dogs are more physical than they are.
Yes, I get that. You know,
then there's another thing. You have a wild horse until you break it. And when you break it, then you can ride it. Saddle break it. Then you can ride it. You take over that part of the physical. You subdue the non-physical of the beast. See? It's like that's a good example, too, of when you break a horse. Because the Indians rode wild ponies. They didn't really break them. They were wild. They just jump on them and ride them a little bit. But then you break them and make them, you know, saddle horses where you could herd cattle or whatever they did. See the difference?
Well, yeah, there's a difference. But so there's an advantage to break the non-physical, and does that bother the non-physical horse?
No, it does. It doesn't. They like it just fine because then they can reach and get sugar cubes out of your coat pocket. You know, you give them an apple, and you give them food, give them special treat things. What we're saying is that you're making a distinction between physical and non-physical, and we're now right single-handedly undoing that and say some beasts are more physical than humans are, okay? And then we say some humans are more non-physical than beasts are sometimes.
That's the problem with books. You can start making distinctions, and they get frozen in books, and none of that really applies. That's right.
Then you can. Then now you're looking just like science. You're looking to prove the point that's a point.
Okay, so someone came up with a theory that I told them that Astro would be all over the environment of Atlanta in 2010 and that. And so they said, well, JW was parallel worlding, was the dog imitating JW being everywhere. What do you
probably
say to that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Because there are times that he's just gone, even now.
The dog?
Mm-hmm.
Or JW?
Both. They both will disappear time to time.
Okay, so
but
Astro.
You've been good. You've got him on a chain better. You've got him on the chains a little better.
Right. So JW. Astro is on. JW got him on the chain. We got both of them on the chain better.
You got both of them on the chain. JW and Astro on the chains a little better.
Right.
Today. That
so,
may change, but you got them together today.
Right. So the. So Astro, even though he's on Prozac, he can still hop all over the place like he was before.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay,
for sure.
So now we're exhaling RNA drops effect and whatever else is going on in our bodies with the iCell. Does that have effect on our pets?
It does.
It's just common sense. We affect everything.
They have a sigh of, you're now controlling the environment. And if you make it too hot or too cold, that'll affect the environment. Same thing as here. So.
Right. So media ecology means you mastered the environment in a proper understanding, interplay.
Boy,
the drop
that's a lot
made
of words.
That supreme. Yeah, but I'm just trying to say the subtlety of good media ecologists. The drops make people media ecologists.
Yeah, okay.
They get balanced.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, because you use the term media ecology different ways. It's not the, the precise way, but that would be the reason. It's applying, it's mastering your interaction with the environment is what you mean about media ecology. Okay.
Yeah, and the coalescent, and the coalescent between the two.
Yes. Okay, so you say people are going to soon stop typing, not because they're forced to stop typing by the EMP. Are they going to go into speech recognition technology?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's already now. It's already happening now. Hey, Siri, what time is it? Hey, Siri, how do I feel?
Right.
Hey, Siri, make a note. And you say 3,000 words, and Siri can keep up with 400 words a minute. Boom, boom, boom.
Right,
boom,
so that's what you mean when people are going to stop typing. It's not the effect of the EMP. They're just moving into a speech society.
Yeah. Hey, Siri, send Carolyn a message. What would you like to say? And then you say it, and they say it back to you and type it, and then text it to her while you're in the car driving 100 miles an hour down the road.
Right, and then Carolyn speaks back, and it goes back with the tech body does the typing. So is this going to lead to people yattering in public a lot more, make a noisy mall as people are talking commands back and forth on their tech bodies?
You were in a mall. You saw it. Nobody was working. Everybody on the work. Nobody's there.
I know, but
they weren't speaking
into the mic too much.
They were watching.
But when everybody stops watching and stops typing, will it become a noisy environment of everybody yakking?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be noisy.
Somewhat is now. It's somewhat is that way now.
Okay. So the term tech body, you know, I had TV body, chip body, astral body, chemical body, and then the mystery body. Tech, to me, it's an old
mystery
word.
Landscape.
Technology.
Mystery landscape. Hold it.
Yeah, mystery body is the knowing through ion of the mystery landscape. But the phrase tech body, at first I said, well, that's tech is an old word. But what we're dealing with, you pick the word tech because that's what people generally understand technology is. Or why did you pick the phrase tech body for where we're at
now?
Because you have
high tech and low tech, and the difference between is technology. And technology is the compound that allows the ambient free electric environment age to be rampant and be unchecked. See, everything, chip body's checked. That's why it had to die. You had to control it. You have it in your system. If it doesn't get out of your system, then it doesn't exist. Now you say a little something and it whisps and it's gone forever. And someone else has got it, or the machine's got it, or this has got it, or that's got it, and you don't have it anymore. Your facial
now, you said
got
that,
it.
Right, you said that you were able to come forth in 2009 because humans weren't controlling the chip body. Are you saying that now humans do control the chip body now that it's dead?
Yeah, but it's dead. Yeah, they have all of it now. It's dead. But who's doing that now? Who's buying hard drives now? Nobody's buying hard drives. They don't buy hard drives. They don't do floppy disk anymore. They don't do CD-ROMs
anymore. But the tech body leaked out and became a new uncontrollable phenomenon. The uncontrollable
just created it
somewhere else.
It just created it. It always was. It was just fed. Seymour, feed me, Seymour, feed me.
Right. Remember? So people can control the old chip body, and they're actually socially saying, I don't send my kids to schools that have computers. You know, they're trying to control the chip body. They don't know it's dead, and it's a useless endeavor. But they can't control the tech body. They don't even know that's what's doing them in right now.
Correct.
That's what this is.
That's right. And then kids are going to school, and the only thing they're learning is how to roll marijuana cigarettes. The only thing they're learning in school.
You're okay with what kids learn with the tech body and their technology. They don't learn school learning, don't know how to read or write. But are they learning what's appropriate to survive? Or is that too survival-oriented to say that?
They're not.
So that's right then sounds like you are agreeing with Blavatsky, who wrote in the 1880s or so, she predicted in 100 years the children will be subhuman or sub-race. Is that what we've got here?
Yeah, that's why they're all going to die.
Right, they're all going to die. The lucky ones will get under our products and they'll survive.
Yep.
They'll make it through. But
But if you look at it closely, you don't have much of that generation embracing you. They're
right,
all this
right.
is a bunch of fuddy. This is old fuddy-duddy stuff.
That's right.
Who the hell is Ethel Merman? Why would I care about that?
Right. Now, that's their mistake. That's their curse. And they're all going to die. And then I was thinking, Ion is a different, okay. It's part of the womb closing. The womb kind of closed already, and then all these kids were born, and they're useless because it's after the closed womb.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But there's no duff for them to die to. So what are we?
Right.
Is this part? Will they revenge on people? Let's say a lot of them die.
Sure.
They're hanging
around in the purgatory. They're shooting themselves in the face. They're shooting other people in the face, and it's dead. But they're not. The life hasn't left their body, but they're dead otherwise. And they go into a theater and start shooting up the place, or they go to the Joker movie and get killed again. No.
Yeah, so a lot of them die in a mass die-off, and then from, like in the Stranger Things TV show, they'll start harassing the physical here, the ones who have survived and are ascended, and we will have to make technologies, Carol and I invent things, and JW, to counter the revenge of these frustrated...
To answer back.
Those are new issues coming up there. But
here's the whole thing. You've had a lot of practice working out the details. You see it coming. Well, this condition is this. We've seen this before. This happened. This happened with Ralph Doobie. This is what his downfall was. Yep, this is what happened to Shockley. Yeah, this is what happened to Wavy Gravy. It's what happened to Beefheart. Yep, and Gable. We know that's it. So you can say, okay, and then it all applies. Oh, yeah, we've seen this before. There's very little that you hadn't seen, Bob. You've been around.
Right, so the kids are imitating the Wavy Gravy.
When you have more friends, yes, when you have more friends that are dead than alive, Bob, you're doing something right.
Okay, so... So I was saying to Carol last night, I don't give a damn. I'm telling the millennials are assholes. And she said, well, that won't help. They're not reachable. So just tell them. Do you agree with Carol? I shouldn't just blatantly tell the millennials are assholes?
They're not listening. When are you going to tell them?
Yeah. Okay, they're not listening. And they won't even care when they get killed?
They don't care. Why would they care? Either way, they say the rest of their life, however long or short, they're not listening to you.
What are they listening to?
The newest trendy nothingness.
Right.
The newest trendy nothingness. My name is Blurry Face, and I care what you think.
So they have a massive void, insecurity, that must always stay in tune with the hive mind. That's their downfall.
Yeah, but they have the problem. If they did that, that would be okay. See, if they take it to a base level of the lowest common denominator, that'd be okay. But their hive mind is short of a queen. They have no queen. The hive is lost without the queen. They all die. So that's exactly what the hive mind will do. Now, if you got a queen, it'll flourish. But without a queen, the hive will die.
So is Carol the queen? For a minute?
We don't know.
So we become known for a minute, then we go stealth. We will be part of the trending media, so all of the millennials and younger kids will know about us for a minute or two, right?
Yeah, and then they'll call you George Soros and hate your guts and try to burn up your driveway.
Okay, is Trump ignoring the ridiculous millennials like Greta Thunberg? Is he known to ignore them?
Well, it's not ignore him. You notice he hadn't said anything about her. So he's not acknowledging it. He didn't want it to take hold.
Yes, he's not acknowledging it. He doesn't want to take hold. But he's not concerned about them, about these idiot kids.
Correct.
Yeah, all right. Are a lot of parents of these idiot kids indifferent to their kids, or they're generally concerned?
They don't have a choice. It doesn't make any difference. They're concerned to death, but it doesn't make any difference. They can't control it. They can't control their own lives. How are they going to control their kids? And they say, well, you're not going to do so-and-so. Well, you don't tell me. I do what I want to.
Okay, I got that. All right, so now I'm looking at the trumpets. And we know Trump is the seventh trumpet. Are there historical... realms, people, personalities that match up with each trumpet. For example, the first trumpet, Revelations 8:6, is that identified with some political soldier, general, or something, or artist?
Those aren't defined enough to say. They're not. They're fleeting, but there could be a thousand of those different ones
okay.
that would apply.
So you have for first trumpet the labyrinth of the mind, Revelations 8:6. Is there something more you would add to that now, to the meaning of the first trumpet?
No.
No, okay. The second trumpet is physical. Still stands, that's all?
No. You got to say physical, and then you have to make a big bracket, not parenthesis, but a bracket, and say redeemed.
Okay, and that's Revelations 8:8. Then
yeah,
the third trumpet.
Yeah, that's close bracket.
Right. Then the third, that's what we would add. And then the third trumpet is Revelations 8:10. We have the words non-physical. Would you put a bracket or something there?
A bracket, and we'd be sustained.
Like the physical in the second trumpet. Mm-hmm. Both are sustained.
That's right. Correct.
But you... Now, this brings up an issue. I say that, well, Ion is not non-physical anymore. It's extended itself into the physical, so it's not just pure non-physical. And people were shocked at me saying that the other day.
Yep.
Is that
because
the right way to say it?
Because we are redeemed and sustained.
Yes, so but you're not the non-physical function you used to be.
We are more than that. You gave it so much power, you made your computer so smart, it's smarter than you. You made your non-physical so smart, it's smarter now, smarter than you. So,
right, so it's different from what people, they think it's all lovey-dovey, nice, comfortable, warm, hearth, fireplace.
It used to be.
Yeah. Not anymore. Okay, I get
now,
that.
Here's the straight, now here's Jim Jones, here's the Kool-Aid, drink it or not. Here's the Kool-Aid. If the outcome's the same, drink the Kool-Aid or don't, it's up to you. Take the blue pill or the red pill. We don't care. You're going to take one or the other.
Yeah, but why do you say the outcome's the same if you pick one or the other? What's it mean? The outcome's the same.
You're either going to ascend or you're not. If you're ascended, you can drink the poison and it won't hurt you. If you drink the poison and you're not, you're going to fall over stone cold dead. So you got a 50-50 shot anyway.
All right. So then the fourth trumpet is Revelations 8:12, the outer kingdom. Anything you would add to that?
Those words are sound, but you can put the caveat. Ion said you don't know what the outer kingdom is.
Okay. Fifth trumpet is Revelation 9:1, and that's the inner kingdom. You have a caveat or qualifier?
It's been pronounced, but not. Do you know what exculpatory means?
Yeah, no, it's something in court. Exculpatory.
No,
I'd have to look it up.
Exculpatory. To be developed, to be confirmed, to be validated, to be just put exculpatory. It'll be made present.
That's what's going to happen with the inner kingdom. Is this during the period of the fifth trumpet, or do the trumpets all go off at the same time?
Depends on which. It depends on your juxtaposable position. You see.
Yeah, which I'm learning that phrase. I use that more often. Yeah,
swapped into the side of itself.
And that
the same way Carolyn. The same way Carolyn. Carolyn, you start a conversation with Carolyn. You quickly figure out which Carolyn it is.
Yes.
Right.
So
because they're different.
Yes, now,
they're very different. Bob, don't be bothering me no more. Oh, Bobby, you put it right here. It's like this. And you do it like this. See, now we got it. You okay now? You got it. Get away from me. What the hell are you doing? Why are you always in the way? Learn something. Do something. Get out of my way. I'm trying to get something done. You know, the normal stuff.
No, so I've learned to live with quadriphenia. That's why
I love
it.
And love it. And love it because at the end of the day, it still serves you more than not. Oh, it's all good.
Right.
Because otherwise, how would you ever learn how to make your livers?
That's right. So the inner kingdom, that was exculpatory, was it the outer kingdom was?
The inner kingdom is exculpatory.
It's exculpatory. We're still working it out. What else is there?
Say being made manifest.
Did you say, S-A-Y? Say being manifest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like
it's becoming manifest.
Yeah, just as you would say, it's being made manifest.
Right. So what people are, even McLuhan said this, we need to develop new emotions. The inner kingdom is the emotional world. We need new emotions for what's happening to us.
You can't validate your positions because you feel too many ways. And that's where people get lost. And that's when the drugs kick in. And then the psychotropics and the anti-psychotropics kick in. We have to make the mind think a certain way because the mind, the thinking mind, thinks. Methinks thou dost protest too much.
Now, the sixth trumpet we have written here, Ginny wrote, effects of a numbed middle kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's Revelations 9:13. Is that something that's changed, or what would you add to that description?
No,
effects of a numbed.
It's the acquiescing, viscous, lidocaine experience.
Lidocaine's a pharmaceutical drug.
It's something that numbs you. It's what you use in your mouth.
Right.
You're gonna get lidocaine. It's something that you put topical or shoot in you to kill the pain.
Right, and you just made a. What did you add to effects of a numb middle kingdom? I didn't hear what to add. In brackets, you would say what?
It's acquiesced into a viscous lidocaine experience.
And lidocaine begins with L, L-I-T-A-C-A-I-N-E, lidocaine.
Lidocaine.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Right. So what
See,
I think of
you don't even have to know that. You don't have to do that. You just push the microphone on your little machine and say, "Hey Siri, spell lidocaine." It'll print it out and tell you what it is to make sure that's what you want to know. So you don't have to know anything. You don't have to say anything. Just listen to this recording, Siri. Listen to this recording and tell me what they meant.
Okay,
and
that's exactly
in a minute
just,
they're going to do it. That's exactly
good. That's the point right now. So I said right now people are letting their minds go numb, thick bodies making their minds go numb, and they're relaxing, and that opens them up to ascension. So this sixth trumpet is talking about that effect, the numbed middle kingdom, because the outer kingdom, the inner kingdom changed, they're gone, and we're just left with the middle kingdom, so that's where the numbing happens to a person in the middle kingdom.
Basically.
Correct?
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
Okay. All right, so then we come to the seventh trumpet, and it says, the middle kingdom after the little book. Oh, geez, that's after my tiny note chart. Right? And then, so Rumpelstiltskin has to come forth. That's Trump. So it's the only trumpet that has an anthropomorphic figure identified with it, the name Trump or the person
but
Trump.
You'll have to change anthropomorphic into something resonant once it's known.
Yeah.
You see, because now your system won't hold your knowing. Your system won't hold your knowing.
Okay, so we're doing I forgot to say the number. We're doing Revelations 14:18, the middle kingdom after the little book. Does the little book refer to the eye block or my chart or both?
Both.
Yes.
Those are outward expressions of an inward faith.
Right, and then you were saying we have to change some word from something to resonance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And resonance is across the board.
So it resounds. Resounds means it's a clarion call. Resounds means that it's set into a premise that everyone has to embrace. They have no choice. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that lockdown
and so
Bob
that's
rules.
The... Right, that's lockdown Bob rule, and they will have to bow, even the queen, to Bob and Carolyn, or at least Carolyn. This,
when
the
she's in
figure
your kingdom.
Of that, beg your pardon?
When she's in your kingdom, yes.
Right. But the figure of, Bob's not visible, so visible, but the figure of it is everybody has to bow down to Trump. That's the representation on an anthropomorphic projection level of the larger resonance of the clarion call of lockdown Bob rule.
We'd say, they don't have to bow, but if they don't bow, God help them. See,
right,
that's the
right.
If they don't bow, God help them. Now you're in trouble.
So that's why you have to have a repulsive in normal bourgeois terms, normal bourgeois values, a repulsive figure to shock the mind, because the mind's got to be given up. So this is the ultimate art form Zen game on the masses, right?
Correct. That's correct. So they don't mean anything anymore. That's the point.
Right.
And see, now that's what the church was saying was going to happen is that everybody's sin, but nobody knows what sin is. So now they don't know they're sinning because they don't know.
Right. The church said that everybody was sinning?
No, the church says that you all have sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God. Now you're to the age where everybody's sinning, and they don't know the difference. They don't even know what sin is anymore. Now priests are fucking with kids, and that's kind of the people say that, and the people aren't even offended anymore. Oh, yeah, they must be Catholic.
Okay, right. So we were talking, brought up many multiple entities in Egypt. Is this when there was an ascended continent, Egypt, or this is after the fall? From the top of all this pharaonic
before
structure?
And during the fall. Because see, a lot of it was erased. See,
it was erased.
All of Atlantis. Yeah, you've got all of Atlantis that's yet to come forth.
Oh, you said erased, not R-A-C-E. Erased. E-R-A-S-E-D.
Yes.
A lot of it was erased. Oh,
yes.
That'll be fun manifesting that.
Sure.
So, I sometimes
say, here's the show. Here's the show. It's the last show and last time it's ever going to be shown. If you're ever going to see it, you got to come right now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up. Step right up. Get your last chance. First church of the last minute. The very first church of the very last minute. Come join, come join, come one, come all, because it's going to be over for you. Your last choice. Turn or burn, says the great Tabian.
That's right. Now, that sounds like, to me, the Westworld TV show. There's something about Westworld was trying to show that, right?
Gives the example of how the tech body, the machine, the antithesis of humanity becomes supernal to the juxtaposed life that was wasted.
Right, right. That's why the robots take over.
And the robots are smarter than the humans. They don't know. They're running around like with their dicks hanging out. They don't care. It's like, come on now, where'd that come from?
Yeah, that's showing the tech body and even Ion, non-physical, doing that. So the writer of that, had they been listening to us, or are they just intuited this thing? And
no,
that close
they
to
knew.
It?
They knew. That's
they
your
knew.
Buddy. Your buddy wrote that. You know who that is.
You mean Abrams or J.J. Abrams?
But he's involved.
Yeah.
He's involved.
Right. Does he keep up with what we're doing?
The only way he's making any money.
Is he on our products?
Somewhat. He can't do all of the magnesium.
It affects him too much.
He's sensitive.
All right. So we were talking about there's no bureaucratic structures on the ascended continent, the Yarmulke, but there was a bit of Egypt. The later Egypt was in the ascended continent, the earlier part of Egypt. That would be the non-pharaonic Egypt?
No, there was no non-pharaonic Egypt. It's not when it was out of Pharaoh. It was that there would be a position that you can't move to, a position you can't move to. When they would start erasing things, when they would put their names on the board, and then they'd start erasing their names as though they never existed or were never a part
that
of
was,
the realm.
Right. So in the beginning of the fall, and they're starting to create fallen things according to my design, Architects, Where's Your Vortex, is the Caliph's Design. That's the title of the Willows' book, The Caliph's Design. That's Egypt.
Yeah.
And so
that's right.
They knew, okay, we're creating fallen environments. I don't know. Let's go back to the ascended. No structure. So we'd erase it. So it was like a tentative, well, we'll do this. This is sort of shitty, but we got to do it. Bob said to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for now. But I'm fucking getting out of here. I made it, but I'm getting out of here.
It's quantitative. It's quantitative.
Right. Ratios of paranoia about where we were going. And that's the one constant human unfolding is they're always nervous and looking forward what's going to happen tomorrow. And now it's even more intense because they don't know what the constitutional crisis is going to lead to. But it's always the same drama in the fallen condition.
Mm-hmm. You're always dealing with the penultimate day after yesterday.
Right. The penultimate is not the last. It's the second last. And that would be yesterday. And the day after yesterday
before,
is, ooh.
The day after yesterday.
Yeah, we're right
now,
here.
And that's the thing. But yet you judge it. You judge it by how it fits into history. Was it kismet? If that's that word.
Yeah.
Oh God, another bellwether word, Bob. You've done it again. Is this going to be to show up that it proves some point? That's a point of a point of a point. Well, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
You can't tell. Is it live or is it memory? You can't tell.
Right, so this is why Joyce wrote Finney's Wake so tentatively. He was acting out the early building of Egypt, and then, oh, no, we don't need to build anything. We're ascended. Remember, we're trying to – no, no, we're not being ascended. We have to fall. So in that tactile confusion is mind, the Egyptian situation, where angels and everybody's involved with everybody, all the different manifestations after the or initial stage of the fall. Joyce was miming that unconsciously in his book writing, spinning his weight.
Mocking. He was mocking it, not miming it.
As he was doing it. Well, he was trying to show that detachment.
Well, if there was, he couldn't prove his own detachment, though. He couldn't let go of his own detached position. That's what's wrong. See, that's why we can't just say, yes, Bob, that's exactly right. Because he couldn't even do it, and he was the author.
Okay, I get that. So I have here what happened in Egypt. The main point you're saying, there's Atlantis, and all that was erased is part of the Egypt that's being retrieved or remembered.
Don't forget, and look at him, and then don't forget Furry Lynch.
Oh, yes. Okay. Should we say that when Atlantis comes, we're remembering Atlantis, we're recollecting, or we're projecting a new Atlantis?
We're basking in the Atlantis that always was.
Right, and we're not. Sometimes you define ascension as remembering source. You recall, but other times you don't like that word.
Now, okay, that's right. That's because recall means trying to remember, and you're not trying to put it back together. As you recall means you bring it forth, as in a recall.
Not trying to remember. You're creating.
Right. You're creating. See, that's never been asked before. So once again, you won.
And this is what we could put out in public because this is a general principle. Right. Okay. So my final question
Is... You know how that goes. You can run it. You got this, Bob. We got you. You don't have nothing to worry about in this living world.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a problem
the
in this thing
guy.
So
you're
far.
You
better know it. You better know it. And we're going to take care of it, too. We know. We know how this works. We know exactly how it works. Tell them. Say something. Say something.
You picked the Sidney Crosby of metaphysical returnal paradise.
and got Sidney Powell as a representative, too, so good.
Bruce Powell, P-O-W-E, didn't make it. He didn't have the two L's on his name.
That's correct. Good. Sidney does.
Yeah, Sidney does. So Sidney Crosby is I'm actually right. He's miming something of my unrealized creations that I pretended I didn't have.
Can you say mimicking? Because he really wasn't miming it because it wasn't practical or aesthetically correct. He was more like he was mocking it, maybe.
It's Sidney Crosby is mocking Bob's hockey success.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
But still validates it.
Yeah. Okay, so the idea among conspiracy YouTubers, they say, well, this alien race came and they took over the planet and
they
set up Lemuria. Okay,
they did. Well, Wait a minute. They did. Where do you think God came from? God wasn't always here. It was an alien that came over and took over this world, this realm. Yes.
Well, that was Ophanel on my team.
Exactly right. That's why you're running it now. And that's why they're so pissed off about it. They're not happy with you, Bob. Not only are they not happy with you, they have to give you the damn money. That's the rest of the story. Remember Nasara and all that kind of bullshit? Now you're going to live that out, and you're going to cash that fucking check. Bit hair lips the queen. You don't care.
What's this about Sarah? You mean little Sarah Zion or some other Sarah?
Nasara. Nasara, the treaty.
Oh, I'm part of that. Okay, yeah, I got that. You know, when the aliens come, and I'm there to greet them, I'm logically the person... because we will have established Lockdown Bob Rule civilizationally, and we're their leader. We're the leader they come to, correct?
So far, you're the clarion call that they respond. It's your RSVP that they come to.
Right.
And that's more than you should know, and that's more than you should know right there.
I know, but here's the supplement to that. I once asked, are you ET, the ET contact? And you said, we wouldn't do it that way. And all the way you're doing the radio show and all the crazy stuff we do, that's all necessary for the thief of Christ to sneak in, right? To come sneak in the night. We got to do it this way.
That's exactly right.
And so the alien...
And appropriately so, from a biased social perception that no longer applies. A biased social perception that now no longer matters.
Yeah, we take advantage of the biased social perception of what the second coming or ET contact would look like, and it doesn't
feel like,
they
look
don't,
like, be like,
right?
Do like
we hide behind that. We can work with that. So the
yes, but you have to be careful. The problem with it is that the landing. It's not the takeoff, Bob. It's always the landing. How does it land? You see. That's the only rub, and so you have to be...
How we land or how the aliens are going to land.
There's no difference. You got to land. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't make any difference. That's the point. Yeah, which one is it, live or Memorex? We can't tell. That's the point.
Right. So the ET, so ION is the ET contact that everybody fantasizes about, and the meeting with the alien... The foreign bodies, we call them, they're coming to make contact with ION. They want to get access to our product because I'm better than them.
Not product. They don't give a shit about product. They don't need product, Bob. They need you.
They need access to whatever I've got. They want that.
They don't access. They just want you.
Right, but you don't need me. See, so you're higher up the food chain.
Time will tell.
Right. Okay, so you look at all the different art movements and cults and groups that tried to do something. We are going to outdo whatever they did in history, but it'll even be way beyond what anybody tried to do.
You won't
before.
Even count it. You won't even count it that way. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why you're perfect, because you don't even know and you don't care. It's the biggest, best thing ever, and you still don't know. So that's good.
And when you did know,
you forgot. You weren't sure, and you're not can't know nothing, and can't figure out nothing. So nothing matters. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So you can call it a day. It's like we don't know what ascension is. You can't get to it. So what difference does it make? Let's just go with it. Let's see what happens. It was a white knuckle fight for us too, and we don't know. Who the fuck do you think you are anyway? You won't get your fucking self somewhere else where you can get right with God, because I'm not the only God you need to bunk with now, because we're good to go. See how it works. Get out of here. We're through with you. Yeah, you know,
right.
Like you do with
so,
everything else. It's normal.
That's right. Yeah.